Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. So today we are talking about mid-century modern. And here's the thing, you do not need a trust fund to pull it off.
Right, because I feel like people see that style and immediately think it's out of reach. And I used to think that too, until I actually looked into it.
Okay, so let's be real. The authentic vintage stuff, Eames chairs, original teak sideboards, that stuff is genuinely expensive. We're talking hundreds to thousands of dollars for a single piece.
Yeah, I spent way too long on auction sites drooling over things I couldn't afford. And then I kind of had a light bulb moment where I realized the whole aesthetic is actually pretty simple to recreate if you understand what makes it tick.
Yes, it's all about the shapes. Those tapered legs, low profiles, clean lines. That's the DNA of the style. So once you know that, you can find it everywhere for way less.
Tapered legs are the cheat code, honestly. I bought a plain dresser from a thrift store for like $30, swapped the legs with tapered ones I found online for about $12 for a set of four, and suddenly it looks like something from 1962.
That is such a good move. I did almost the same thing with the console table. Hardware is another one. Just swapping out drawer pulls for brass or walnut ones makes such a difference. I'm talking maybe $40 total, and the piece looks completely transformed.
Oh, the hardware thing is huge. And honestly, I think people overlook color too. Mid-century modern has a very specific palette. You've got your warm whites, mustard yellows, olive greens, burnt orange. Even just painting one wall or getting a throw pillow in those tones immediately reads as the style.
I painted my living room this deep olive green last year, and people kept asking if I'd bought all new furniture. I hadn't touched the furniture.
That's the power of paint right there.
Totally. Now, I will say I've made some mistakes in this space. I went through a phase where I was buying every single thing with tapered legs, and it started to look like a theme restaurant instead of a home.
Oh no. How bad are we talking?
Bad enough that my sister walked in and said, "Did you open a Danish hotel?" So yeah, restraint matters. You want maybe one or two statement pieces that really scream mid-century. And then the rest of the room can be more neutral.
That's actually a really good point. My take is pick one anchor piece, a sofa with that low boxy silhouette, or a really good sunburst mirror, and build around it. Those mirrors, by the way, you can find really solid reproductions for $60 to $90, and they look great.
Yes, and for sofas, I've seen really decent mid-century style ones at furniture outlets and even some big box stores for under $800. You don't have to go custom.
The other thing I'd say is lighting. A good arc floor lamp or a Sputnik-style ceiling fixture, even a reproduction one around $100, does so much heavy lifting for the vibe.
Plants too. Fiddly figs, rubber plants, anything with big graphic leaves. Very period appropriate, and honestly, just makes any room better.
We sound like we're writing a checklist.
Okay, fair. Bottom line, tapered legs, warm palette, one anchor piece, good lighting. You can do a really convincing mid-century modern room for maybe $500, if you're patient and shop smart.
And thrift stores are genuinely your best friend here. Seriously, go look.
All right, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Catch you next time.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Here's the part I love. You upload a photo of your room, and it shows you that exact space in any style you want. Modern, farmhouse, industrial, you name it. You can see your own living room a dozen different ways in seconds. That's remodelhome.ai.